Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends, and happy Easter. In the octave of Easter, those 8 days that follow the celebration of Easter, which happened last Sunday. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. I've been talking all week about the reality of the glory and majesty of Jesus and what's at the heart of Christianity, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. This is the center of the good news that through his life, passion, death, and resurrection, Jesus has begun in himself through the will of the Father and the power of the kingdom of God released in him has begun the new creation. There is no bigger news. There's no better news. There's nothing literally anywhere in the world that's more important than this news that Jesus Christ, Mary's son, is reigning at the right hand of God the Father in glory in human flesh. And the destiny of the human race, that a race of people that live, as Scripture says, in the shadow of death, under the grip of fear and confusion, enslaved to fear and death, through the devil's cunning, brought to that place and unable to free ourselves. Every day we can see, it doesn't matter how rich the world gets or how poor it gets, it doesn't matter how educated it gets, it doesn't matter how connected people are, the world remains a veil of tears in so many ways that you can see it. Go to any major news website and just read the headlines just from yesterday's news, and you can see the fallen dimension, the fallen reality, the lostness of the world and the confusion and the battle against sin and death and darkness and hopelessness and despair that falls on the human race because we're up against the mystery of the power of death, and human beings are trying to conquer it all the time or run from it or escape it, numb ourselves from it, and we can't do it. But the light has shone in the darkness in the person of Jesus Christ. He has shown us the reality of where we've come from, why we're here, where we're going. He's revealed God, the Creator, God the Father to us, and the reality of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the ground of everything that exists has come forth from them. Jesus revealed the sin-sick condition of the human race and the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus, in the drama of his life, has not only proclaimed and revealed the message, but he lived the message and he broke the dominion and power of the kingdom of darkness. And now he's made a way. He's made a way through death to life for the human race. He's made a future possible. He's fulfilled the Father's plan and the Father's desire to save those who are made in his image and likeness. They were made for him and to find our fulfillment and our freedom and our glory and our joy in being in relationship with God. And Jesus showed us the nature of the battle and how that battle, its fundamental nature, is revealed in every human heart. No one escapes this drama that grips the human race. And no one can escape because it's the power and the reign of sin and death, and that sin is in the human heart itself. The temptation in the human heart to turn away from God, to embrace sin, idolatry, you know, self-love above love of God and love of neighbor, to really be holding on to desperately the desire to live, to put myself first. The human heart is dominated by inordinate self-love. It's crippling. It's expressed in the seven deadly sins, you know, things like pride and lust and envy, anger and the rest. This is present in the human heart, and it's what's killing us, and it's what Jesus came to deal with. He's the great physician that diagnosed our condition. He not only revealed it, but diagnosed the nature of it and provided the antidote for it, which is his death on a cross. Earlier in the week, I read a beautiful passage from 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where St. Paul's talking about the mystery of our religion and the mystery that's revealed in this gospel. He said, this is the summary and the heart of, in essence, he's saying, here is the heart of Christianity, of our religion. He puts it this way. He was manifested in the flesh. Of course, he's talking here about Jesus, right? He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels. He was preached among the nations. He was believed on in the world, and he was taken up into glory. He was manifested in the flesh means the incarnation. He became one of us. That's why, friends, his death on the cross means everything. He's one of us. And one of us finally gave to God the Father what belongs to him. The creature gave to the Creator radical love, total love, which is expressed fundamentally in obedience. That's the theme I just want to talk about today, because as we celebrate the resurrection and, you know, obey the exhortations of St. Paul, who says, you know, if then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Set your mind on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Think about Jesus reigning in glory. Think about your future in the hands of Jesus Christ and sharing what belongs to him as the firstborn of a new creation. How did he get there? What's at the heart of all of this? What's at the heart of it is Calvary. And even prior to Calvary, for God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. The Father sent the Son into the world, and Jesus came willingly. The eternal Word of God, the second person of the Trinity, said yes to the Father's will, and he humbled himself. He emptied himself. He took on the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He became one of us, so he could raise us to glory. But his fundamental motive was obedience to God the Father. And he shows us, and we can't miss this, as we look at the cross, Jesus hanging on the cross. It's interesting how the vertical and horizontal boards of the wood of that cross, they meet really at the center of Jesus. Heaven and earth meets in the heart of Jesus of Nazareth. He has the heart we're all meant to have. Scripture said we would be given a new heart. We would be given a new center, a new core, a new capacity to think and love differently. And the kind of heart we're given is revealed right there on Calvary as Jesus offers his life as a living sacrifice to God, in obedience to God on our behalf. You remember John chapter 14, verse 31 and following, Jesus tells the apostles as they're getting closer to Calvary, the apostles are about to see their worst nightmare come true. Jesus said, I won't be with you much longer, for the devil's coming after me. But the devil has no hold on me. Right? So Jesus is saying, now, as we look back, what he was preparing them for was for his passion and his death. And he was saying to them, look, don't be afraid about what's coming. The source of it is Satan, and he's coming to destroy me. He's going to attempt to destroy me. Don't be afraid. He has no hold on me. Jesus is the Lord of all, friends. The devil has nothing compared to Christ and his power and his glory and majesty and authority. But Jesus said, this is what you should pay attention to. I do everything that the Father tells me to do because I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. That's the wisdom and the truth being proclaimed from that cross. Jesus is telling us as he's hanging there, he's telling you and he's telling me. He asked, why are you there? Because I love the Father. And for Jesus, love is expressed always in obedience. And so it's obedience that put Jesus on that cross. And it's obedience that saved us. Obedience, remember Jesus said his very food was to do the will of the Father. He said, I do all that the Father commands me to do. Jesus is talking to us. And we can't miss this. The reason he was vindicated was because he was an obedient son, even to the point of death. So when Paul says he was manifested in the flesh and he was vindicated by the Spirit, that means that everything Jesus taught and did and lived was vindicated. The world lies all the time. False gods, false religion, do it your own way, design your own reality, live your own truth. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. Be your own master. That's the world. It's darkness. It's from the pit. It's a lie. And no one who lived that way has been vindicated. No one. Oh, maybe temporarily they got rich in the world or they got popular. But everybody dies. Everybody ends up being food for worms. They decay. And the glory goes away in a moment's time. It's a lie. And the world's saying, run after this, pursue that. The idiocy of what's unfolding now in our blindness and our refusal to obey God. We'll do anything to not have to obey. False gospels emerging all the time. You know, the new answer, the new savior for us is technology. We're going to extend human life through our technology, and we're going to become half human. You know, we're going to become cyborgs. We're going to become the new future is a post-human future. It's a human and machine future, and that's supposed to give us happiness somehow. That's supposed to give us some sense of hope, and we're all going to end up living on Mars. It's absolutely nuts. We might get there. You know, we might turn to some human beings into half machine, half human. We'll do that. That's how blind we are. And we totally miss the glory and the reality of who we actually are and where our ultimate destiny lies. Why? Because we're blinded by sin and disobedience. Friends, for Jesus, obedience was life. He wasn't afraid of, I mean, he knew that even if obedience led him to the cross, that the Father would vindicate him because the Father's utterly trustworthy. Obedience was food for Jesus. It was his joy. It was his glory. It was freedom for him. It was the way to fulfillment. It was wisdom on the meaning and the way to live human life. And ultimately, it was love. It was love. And love conquers. Not the romantic, silly love of Hollywood, but the love of Jesus Christ, agape, self-donating love, the willing of the Father's goodness and his plan and the willing of the good of others as we love. So God the Father says to us, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And what is he trying to tell you? That obedience is life, because obedience to the Father and obeying Jesus and walking in his footsteps is the only way to life, because it's the only way to walk in God's love, God who is love, who calls us in love to be with him forever. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.